Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today is podcast number 1759. The topic is mindset and the title is, Why Aren't You Changing It? A client I started working with recently. We're getting into our second month of working together, but I want to tell you a little bit about our journey. When we first started, she was coming from a history of chronic undereating, with every once in a while she would overeat. So she was very inconsistent in her calories, definitely not enough protein, and way too much sugar, way too many carbs within what she was eating. So she wasn't eating a lot, but it was almost entirely carbs and a lot of snacky, candy-type small things all day. So she grazed on a bunch of small things, which made her feel better because she wasn't, like, eating big, large meals. So she didn't have to feel like she was overeating. But she didn't have a lot of self-control because she was hungry all the time. So she picked at small, sugary treat things all day. And when we started out, what our goal was, and we talked about this, we explained it, is the goal was to create some level of consistency. Just get consistent at something, and then we can kind of build on that consistency and see how we go from there, see how the body responds, and then we can make some adjustments. What I wanted her to do when we first started, I gave her some numbers to aim for. We started for calories between 1,300 to 1,600 calories. Given her body size, given her history, that was a pretty good window because it would promote her to eat a little more than she's used to, but it would narrow down the variance that she was typically doing. This would help kind of normalize her food intake. It would give her better energy throughout the day. It would give her more consistent energy throughout the day and from day to day. It would reduce her cravings. There was going to be a lot of benefit from that. Then, within those calories, we wanted to aim for 80 grams of protein. She was eating inconsistent, and some days it was like 20-some, some days it was 60, some days she would actually get around to 80. And given what she wants for her future, like what her future goals are, going a little bit on the upper end of what I thought she could get to seemed to be correct. Now, she was also, like, fired up, ready to go, said she wants to do everything. She bought all these things and, like, foods and supplements and stuff, and she's like, I'm ready. So I was like, okay, let's go for 80 grams of protein, see how we can do. Then our third target was to stay under 60 grams of sugar a day. That was a big one for her because she ate mostly sugars and carbs all day. So we wanted to bring that down to normalize the energy release in her bloodstream when she would eat food. We didn't want it to be these highs and lows all the time. So, those were our numbers. 1,300 to 1,600 calories, 80 grams of protein, 60 grams of sugar. In the first 7 days, she hit the calorie target 2 of the 7 days, 0 days of protein, and then all 7 days, she did a great job of staying under the 60 grams of sugar. So she did a great job of avoiding sugars, but she underate her calories and she didn't eat enough protein. So when I went and did her review and I kind of checked on each nut, like all the targets and macronutrients for each day, I looked at the food she was eating, the meals, and gave her some different suggestions. So I also shared a podcast on the impact of undereating and how that actually hurts fat loss. I shared a podcast on the importance of protein and a podcast on using time blocks throughout the day, breaking your day into sections, so that way she could have better adherence and accuracy to our targets. The next 7 days, she was only 3 days within calories, 0 days of protein, but all 7 days, she did a great job again with sugar. So I asked her, I said, hey, you know, given what we've discussed, we ended up with kind of very similar numbers. What challenges are you facing? What are your struggles to try to get your calories up, to try to get your protein up? Sugars are great, so congratulations, that's awesome. That's actually really impactful, so great job there. But how can we get your calories up? How can we get your protein up? And she said that she didn't know what to eat. And immediately, I was like, well, that's not the true answer. And the reason why is because all the nutrition programs I send to clients, there's lists of protein-rich foods, there's lists of meal ideas. That's covered. That is covered. So she couldn't possibly not know what to eat. to get more calories, get more protein. Plus, in the reviews I do, I would write in and I'd say, hey, breakfast looked really good. Increase the portion of this, increase the portion of that, decrease this, increase that, and it'll help increase calories. It'll help increase protein. So I go through and I tell them in the reviews exactly what to adjust of what they ate to get where we want. So the answer of I don't know what to eat means more so she wasn't ready to share why she wasn't changing anything yet. Why she wasn't doing new. Why she wasn't doing anything new. Why she wasn't trying to hit the macros. So I answered it because, you know, give her time, give her space. So I sent her all the information that we had talked about in the program already, gave her different podcasts. I explained the importance of calories and protein and why they are so significant for fat loss. The third chunk of 7 days, so the third week, we got the same result. Only 3 days within calories, no days of protein, but all 7 days were good with sugar. So I explained that, you know, at this point, you know, we're 3 weeks in. It doesn't appear that there are any changes to what you're eating. You're eating the same foods, you know, roundabout. Same, like, say, you know, random 20 foods and weird combinations. But it's pretty much the same foods. You're eating the same foods, and there doesn't seem to be any portion changes to help us hit our targets. So we do have to do something new if we want to get a new result. If we continue to eat the way we've always eaten, we'll continue to look the way we've always looked. So I said, you know, just throwing this out there. And I sent a podcast about eating disorders because I've had one in the past. My wife has had one. And we've talked about our experiences in a couple podcasts. And I talked about the fear of food. So the client opened up and they said, it's so hard to eat more because I'm afraid I'll gain fat. So she believed that eating less would help. So that's why she was eating less sugars. And she was awesome at that. 100% adherence right out the gate every single day. So we know that the ability to make a change is there. Just why weren't we changing for calories and protein? And that's why. Is she said she was afraid she was going to gain fat. And I said, okay, thank you. Awesome. Let's talk through this. One of the things she said was that when she would try to eat more in the past, she would gain weight. Well, we talked about the difference of like scales, like weight scale, and whether we what we see change on a weight scale isn't always body fat up or down. There's a lot of water retentional differences. So we talked about that and like sodium sensitivity. Some people more sodium sensitive than others. And we also talked about that what she did in the past was different than what she's doing now. Now, if we were to increase our calories and protein, she's going to have more consistency with the calories and protein. Because before, she would increase, but it would be, you know, one day 3,000 calories. She'd feel bad and only eat like one meal the next day. Then she would be super starving, eat like 2,000 calories, not feel quite as bad, so the next day she'd eat 1,000, but then she'd go to a birthday party, freak out, eat like 4,000, and drink a gallon of wine. You know, it was all over the map. So the reason why it'll be different now is because she'll have more consistency. And she's going to have a proper protein percentage within those calories. Before, when she would eat more, it was not enough calorie, like protein at all. So the calories had excessive carbs and fat in them. Even though the calorie count might have been controlled, there were still just too many carbs and fats being consumed because there wasn't enough protein being consumed to offset the amount of calories contributing from carbs and fats. So her calorie numbers wouldn't have looked bad, but they would have hidden the fact that there was such little protein that she might have actually been in a surplus of carbs and fats, even at what would seem like a controlled caloric number. And now she is exercising regularly. She didn't used to do that. And part of her exercise is weight training. She's causing muscle tissue damage and stress when she exercises now, and that causes a greater caloric demand during the recovery phase between workouts. So her body's churning and burning through more calories and protein in between workouts. So what happened in the past won't happen in the future. Because although she'll be eating more, she'll be doing it in the right way. she wasn't changing due to her fear of what she believed would happen. But the reality was that her beliefs weren't correct. What helped her turn the corner? What helped her start to make changes? As I said, we're in our second month now, and actually she's hitting the markers like 5 to 6 out of every 7 days. She's crushing it. What made that change? What turned the corner? How did we do that? Education. Learning more helped. Also, learning why it was personalized. Like, why is this specifically better for her in her specific situation? When you're afraid to do something new, you likely are aware that there's a problem, but you're not taking the steps needed to change it. One reason why could be incorrect fears. What you're afraid might happen is holding you back. Well, how do you know it would really happen? How much do you really know? Could you possibly learn more? Dive a little deeper into it. Learn from some experts. Watch videos. Read books. You know, hire a coach for a little bit. Whether it's a financial coach, health coach, whatever, you know, business coach. Whatever it is that is, you know there's a problem, but you're just not changing it. Learn more. Deep dive into it. Frickin' attack it. If you have a habit that you know is holding you back, why aren't you changing it? Why aren't you changing it? If you don't change it, the longer and longer you wait, the negative consequences continue to grow, and what'll feel like the challenge to overcome, to get started, will grow. You'll feel like you're further behind, that you have less time. Why bother? Right? The longer you wait, the harder it becomes. But no matter how long you wait, now is the best time to start. No matter how long you've been waiting, now is the best time to start. If you have a habit that you know is holding you back, why aren't you changing it? Learn more. Get help. Educate yourself as much as you possibly can. Attack it head on. You can do this. If you have any questions, if you need any help, my email is brewlarynjim@gmail.com. If you like our podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast. If you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.